Hey, welcome back. It's Charles Van from Blue Buddha Entertainment, LA-based sync agent, back to take a look at the trailer of Love is Blind Season 6. Gonna take a spin through this trailer and look at the music that was used, and we'll break it down as to things to look for from a perspective of a sync agent pitching our artist's music for this show, why the piece of music worked. And in our previous chat, I included some of the songs from season 6 in a playlist on Spotify. And lo and behold, some of those cuts are in this trailer. So we're going to take a look at it and talk about it on the other side.
Let's go!
I feel optimistic that my person is here.
I don't really give the nice guy a try, but I really want something real. I have a daughter. She's the most important part of my life.
Have you ever been close to getting married?
Well, I was married.
How many followers do you have on Instagram?
Okay, bro.
We are falling for the same person.
I love him so much. I'm so happy for you.
I need to check myself. I was getting jealous.
What love triangle am I in? It's like a love star.
These pods are scary. They're dangerous.
You make me nervous, but comfortable.
I'm over the moon.
Okay, so there to open up the trailer, they use that track with the vocal hook on Alive Alive. And very solid track there, as I had mentioned in the previous analysis. That hook, which carried the visuals, and it sets up the trailer. You're seeing conversations in between the various couples in the pods, them getting to know each other. And then midway through this trailer, there is in the background instrumentation that is a little bit more subdued. It still carries this trailer and moves along, but there's no major vocal hook. And then the transition to the latter half of the trailer, we go back to a vocal hook. So again, attention to those details of what's being used and how it impacts the scene, the movement from the beginning to the middle to the end of this trailer.
Right now.
You have me in a chokehold with your words. When you speak, you immediately draw me in. When you laugh, I feel safe.
I think my reason for being here was to find you.
I'm in love with a man I haven't even seen. I didn't know what I needed till I saw you.
Very powerful vocal there with the end of I didn't know what I needed until I saw you. Then you hear the Netflix logo, the Sonic brand, if you will, with the branding with Netflix. And that ends that trailer. So it's a minute and a half trailer from start to finish. And it starts with a very strong track, Feeling Alive. And what's interesting also to pay attention to when you're looking at these various trailers, look at the cuts. You're seeing it's sort of the exhilaration of the couples. And on the flip side of the coin, those emotions of uncertainty, maybe the relationship doesn't work. The given couples are torn. They don't know what to do. Should they go with a various partner or pick somebody else? So those are these types of things that are playing on screen in the trailer. And those can give you insights when you're crafting your music. Something we teach and talk about in our Sync Like a Pro Academy is four lyrical themed buckets. And one of them is, and I've talked about it on IG Lives, for those of you who don't follow us, IG at Blue Buddha ENT. We'll do IG Ask Me Anything About Sync. So great time to come in, ask questions on other topics about sync. But with the love interest bucket, a common theme trying and always expressing to our artists that we work with is not putting your eggs all in one basket. So within the umbrella of love songs, writing about songs about falling in and falling out of love, and then a middle area within that is working through a relationship. Things aren't always going to be the best. There could be trials and tribulations. There can be moments of, you know, working through relationships. So communication's key, remembering the foundation of why you fell in love with a particular person. So all those messaging and storytelling are other things to pay attention to when you're writing your love songs, because oftentimes I'll tell artists, if they give me a catalog of love songs and they're all about love is great, having the best time, everything is great, everything's amazing, those could be great songs, but the other shades of emotions and shades of a moment in time in a relationship, those stories need to be told. Those lyrics and those songs need to be crafted. So as a sync agent, we have other tools in the toolkit, if you will, to be able to pitch to different scenes, different moods, different opportunities for your songs to be synced to picture. So something I wanted to stress there is, you know, looking at your catalog and find the opportunities to collaborate, write other songs that maybe your skill set's not writing a sad breakup song. So something we offer, collaborating with producers, other songwriters, you might find, hey, let's team up with someone who writes amazing top line lyrics and melodies about breakup songs. So by doing that with somebody else, you can have another song in your catalog that covers another emotion within the umbrella of love interest songs. So that's something we offer. The links in the, you can click down below about our Patreon. And similarly, coming up is our Sync Like a Pro Academy, where we spend time in looking at the lyrical buckets of what is needed, what are the lanes, and to bookend it, we'll have listening sessions where you get to submit one song and get live feedback from music supervisor and myself. So anyways, we'll talk about more of those as we get closer to that. That's going to launch this spring. And I'll catch you on the other side. We'll do an analysis of a trailer, look at some video games and some ads, and see what's the approach with those types of pitches. Until then, we'll catch you on the other side. Namaste.